He's world famous. People are literally dying to see this guy. He's the Grim Reaper. What's he coming for? The political career of Ron DeSantis.
I had been working for several months to get Governor DeSantis and leadership to take the virus seriously, and they clearly were not doing that.
Santa Rosa Beach attorney Daniel Ulfelter filed suit against the governor, seeking to reclose the beaches. DeSantis did shut them down, but only temporarily. When they reopened last May, that's when Ulfelter dressed as the Grim Reaper and walked along beaches across Florida, where people were defying COVID-19 safety measures.
I traveled to Pensacola, to Jacksonville, to Miami, all over the state to spread the message of social distancing, washing your hands, and things of that nature. It was a great effort. I mean, the support was overwhelming, and the exposure that was out in terms of awareness was really great.
And now Ulfelter is embarking on a new campaign to vote out Governor Ron DeSantis in 2022 through his political action committee, Remove Ron.
DeSantis sat back while 26,000 Floridians died from COVID, a vaccine scheme designed to reward political donors, cozying up to right-wing extremists.
He has failed us in the COVID response. He's supported this effort to overturn the 2020 election based on lies. He's a failure in so many respects. He is a bad governor.
As far as grassroots support for the PAC goes, Ulfelter says so far, so good.
I've gotten a lot of positive feedback from people. They're excited about it. We've got contributors coming in. We've got people really excited about someone who's setting up a committee to point out what he's done wrong and try to end his political career, getting people to know about his failures.
Remove Ron is going after the governor on several different platforms, according to Ulfelter.
We're going to expose Ron for his misdeeds through social media, other media, TV, print, radio, and we're going to be engaging people, building a grassroots donors, activists, and voters who will feel empowered to kick him out of office.
As far as who Ulfelter and his supporters would like to see in the governor's mansion, it can be summed up by the slogan from the 2020 presidential primary season, "Vote blue no matter who." He adds that one person that won't be seeking the job is Daniel Ulfelter.
The purpose of this committee is to remove Ron DeSantis. Whoever the Democratic candidate is for governor in 2022 will be supporting that person. This is not about me. It's about Ron DeSantis, and it's about Florida's future.
Calls to Governor Ron DeSantis' office seeking an interview for this story were not returned. And in case you're wondering, the Grim Reaper outfit, scythe and all, is now at the Smithsonian Museum in Miami. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.